This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush is asking Congress to pass a $674 billion 10-year legislative package, mostly of tax cuts, that he says would stimulate the economy. Speaking in Chicago yesterday, the president said the centerpiece of his plan is the elimination of the tax that investors pay on stock dividends. He argues that currently a company's profits are taxed twice, once at the corporate level and again when shareholders receive them as dividends. The White House says getting rid of that double taxation would make stock investing more attractive and help the ailing economy. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In his remarks in Chicago, President Bush said getting rid of the tax on stock dividends would give a big boost to investor confidence and also help the economy as a whole.
See, by ending double taxation of dividends, we will increase the return on investing, which will draw more money into the markets to provide capital to build factories, to buy equipment, hire more people.
There seems little doubt that eliminating the dividend tax would make stock investing more attractive, but for individual companies, the results will probably be less clear-cut. At one time, getting a dividend check was a routine part of stock ownership, and the prospect of regular dividends was a big incentive to buy stocks. Over the last few years, the number of companies offering dividends has fallen, says Chuck Carlson, who edits a newsletter on dividends.
Companies generally try to give investors what they want, and in the 90s, and particularly the second half of the 90s, what investors wanted at that time were really capital gains. They didn't really have much of an interest for dividends. Part of that is because stocks were doing so well in that period. So, you know, who cares about a 2% dividend yield when you can own a stock going up 50 or 100%?
Today, 351 of the companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 Index pay dividends, compared to 436 a decade ago. If the dividend tax is ultimately repealed, companies now offering dividends, or those that look like they might do so someday, would be more attractive to investors, and their share prices would go up. But companies that don't now offer dividends would find themselves under pressure to do so. Chuck Carlson says companies will suddenly have to weigh whether to reinvest their spare cash in, say, new equipment purchases or distribute it to their shareholders as dividends.
It used to be an easier decision for companies to keep that money in-house rather than to pay it out in the form of dividends because there was the double taxation of those dividends. With that out the door, it will be interesting to see how corporate managers respond and how they handle the tension between the wants of shareholders and the needs of funding the corporation.
The dilemma could be especially difficult for younger companies, which traditionally reinvest their spare cash. In the technology industry, few companies pay dividends, not even giants such as Dell and Microsoft. The chief financial officer of Oracle said yesterday that if the tax is repealed, his company would consider paying a dividend for the first time. Some critics have also noted that by encouraging stock investing, the repeal could pull money out of the bond market, making it harder for companies to use that route to raise money. But Gary Shapiro, the president and CEO of the Consumer Electronics Association, believes the benefits of the president's plan will outweigh any drawbacks.
The bottom line of it is that the biggest concern about all businesses right now is the overall level of the economy. And this would have a pretty strong and immediate payback, not only for corporations and their investors, but for everyone in the economy in terms of job creation and economic growth.
There are already signs that the proposed repeal may be doing some good, at least in the stock market. Stocks rose for several days in anticipation of the president's announcement, although they ended yesterday mixed. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.